Okay. So do we want, we have some things we wanted. Well, actually, the things I wanted to mention.
I can tell you about my airplane seat not being attached.
Oh, right.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, so bear with me. I will mute myself as fast as possible if a coughing fit comes on. But luckily, they
Oh,
haven't lasted too long. Like the
that's
one that
good.
lasted over an hour the other
Oh my
night
God.
in the middle of the night.
Oh,
Yeah, I hate those.
I hate those. That's the worst.
And
Mm-hmm,
now for me, when I cough, I pee. So it's like coughing and then clenching my legs together to try to prevent the pee from coming out.
You need to do your Kegels.
I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Today we went visited the juvenile detention center in St. Paul,
Oh.
and on the way back, I tripped and peed.
I was like, how is this connecting?
I tripped and peed.
I was like, wow, we changed.
Yeah,
We
we went
changed topics
really,
real
really
quick there.
quick.
You just gotta just give it, it circles back. Everything circles back to pee.
Okay.
Well,
If you leave this in, there's the title for the
yeah,
episode.
everything circles back to pee.
It should be the
Jesus.
title of every episode. All right. Are we ready to start?
Gonna tell you about my story.
Yeah, let's do like fluff stuff and then we'll start. And then,
Okay.
like we did, like Megan, like you and I did last time, where we talked for like 20 minutes and then we started. And then I took that 20 minutes and I released that already to patrons. It's going to be released this week, I think, to the masses. But I was thinking that would be because a lot of the times we talk about stuff, fun stuff, and then if it's not going to be released for another month, it's out of date. So I would like to do like fun stuff and then release that. People can go listen, watch whatever they want, and that's like up to date stuff. And then the actual like guts of the show is,
Okay. I was wondering, because I saw that come out last week, because I mean, the two podcasts that I listen to the most, they are about a month and a half to 2 months ahead when they're recording.
Yeah.
So.
I know it used to bug me when I would listen to, I don't know if it was Karen and Georgia, if it was someone
Yeah.
else, where it was like, oh, well, by the time you guys hear this, we will have already been done with this or whatever. And they pretend like, oh, that was a really fun show. It hasn't happened, but it won't happen for 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
And so I always feel like, well, I'd rather listen to that. I'd rather hear that when it's current than a month later.
Yeah.
So I don't mind like the recaps and the like occasional little, you know, personal stories and stuff being a month out, but like some of the stuff we talk about is more like Mother's Day or, you know, whatever. We don't have to talk about that. But things like that that we talk about, I'd rather
Yeah.
not have that
Nope.
be a week and a
I
half
get
out.
it.
But I don't know. We'll see. I just tried it this week. We'll see
I'm
if
always
we get any.
listening far enough behind that I don't give a shit, so.
I for everybody else's podcast, I am too. I know.
So.
And I'm like, and I can't blame them. It's like, it's my fault. I haven't listened to them in months.
My favorite was catching up to the shows when they were getting into COVID or right before the COVID year. And they're like, it's going to be such a great year. We
M
have
and
all this stuff
Christine. Yeah.
planned.
M historically was like, 2020 is going to be an awesome
It's
year.
going to be our year.
Yeah. And then it was nobody's year.
It was my year. I didn't have to work. I got to sit home and watch TV. It was absolutely my year.
That's true. Yeah.
Best ever. Just because I didn't get sick and I didn't know anyone who
No,
did.
I
So
didn't get sick either. I still haven't gotten sick from
I can't
COVID,
believe you
so
still haven't
I
gotten it.
know. I'm a
I don't think I
miracle.
have either. I mean, unless what I had pre knowing what COVID is was
Oh,
it, because I
yeah.
had something that was just nasty
I did too. I
before
did.
and it was right around Thanksgiving, but there's no way to know.
There
So.
is no. I'm pretty sure that I had it too, but mine was in late December. Like New Year's Eve is when I got it, when I felt
Yeah.
sick the
And I
worst.
mean, we have a global company. We have people coming in from all over the place anyway, so.
And this was like a week after Greg had visitors from China. So I am pretty sure that I had it. And yeah, there's no way to know. There was no
Yep.
tests or anything. The only thing I can think of that it probably was is it really felt like it. And I was never sicker before or after that. I thought I was going to die because I couldn't breathe. I had to sleep sitting up. And also the fact that I didn't get it for so long. And I thought maybe my antibodies were built up or whatever.
Yeah, I just remember that Monday before Thanksgiving, I woke up in the middle of the night and it came out of nowhere. Like I was totally fine and my throat, have you had mono or strep where you have to get steroids to like reduce the swelling in your
Not that
throat?
bad, no.
So I've had that where I could hardly swallow. Like it hurt to swallow and I was.
I've had that.
Well, yeah, if it gets bad enough, you can get steroids to help reduce the swelling in your throat off your lymph nodes. And it felt like that. And I just, and of course, this is the time when you're just, you're going to work into the office because we weren't really work from home or work remote at that time. Mm-hmm. And I just remember going in and I felt like I got hit by a truck. And then I got, you know, like, you know, through the week, felt bad. Thursday, like for Thanksgiving, I actually felt really pretty good. And then Friday, I felt like shit warmed over, just a pile. I had to drive Kiri up to the kennel. Then I was meeting my parents to get the Christmas tree. And I was just achy everywhere, every part of my body. And I just, I knew it was like up and down. And I just, it's like, I'm going to the pharmacist and just asking her what I should get because I know they're just going to tell me it's viral and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, but at least you can help the symptoms.
Mucinex DM.
Yep. At before COVID, I bought a whole big jug of Mucinex just in case we got it. And we didn't end up, I mean, we've used it now since then, but we didn't need it then. Yeah. I also had didn't know COVID was coming, obviously, had not even been mentioned. And I went and bought a jug this big of hand sanitizer. Just because I wanted to fill, I had a bunch of little bottles that I carry in my purse and in my work bag and stuff. And I just wanted to fill them up. And so I got this big giant thing. And then like a week later, they're like, we're all dying and there's no hand sanitizer left. So I was like, well, I have some.
I still have some of the stuff that like breweries and distilleries were making because they had, they had the grain and stuff to be able to make that high content. Stuff smells terrible.
I never had any.
I mean, it's basically Everclear.
Yeah.
You know, a little stronger than that. But I mean, most places they were selling it for like very cheap because they were able to make it at least.
Yeah. Well, and that's one industry that didn't really suffer because everybody was still drinking. So, you know, they were still.
Well, but, that's when you got a lot of the breweries around here started doing the crowlers because then they set up where you could order curbside to go. So you could order their crowlers instead of growlers because they could not keep glass growlers in stock for people. So that's where the crowler revolution, crowlers are the big cans.
Oh, can.
So they're like,
where the C came from.
Yeah, they're like 32 ounce cans. Maybe a little bit smaller than that, but they're big cans. They're not a 16 ounce. They might be a 24. I don't remember, but you still see them everywhere at different breweries. So you can get one of something and then it's, you know, gives you a couple beers for the night or to split with somebody. So, cool.
All right. Do you want to tell us your story about your plane adventure from this was going to Salt Lake, right?
Yeah.
Salt Lake City.
At Delta on this one. So we're already running late. Our plane was supposed to be coming in from Salt Lake City. Looks like that flight might have been canceled. So they rerouted a plane to a different from a different gate to our gate so that we could take off, but they weren't gonna land till after we were supposed to leave. So this flight was coming in from Florida and landed, you know, they go and do their clean or whatever. And we get on the plane and I sit down and I kind of slide forward. And it's like, well, this is different. Is this like a new feature that we're putting on some of the planes? Well, you know, like you get sometimes you sit down and you can slide out a little bit. I was like, oh, that's actually a really great feature.
Never had
and
that
then
feature.
I was like, that's interesting. It's still kind of doing that. So my coworker was on the window. I was on the aisle and then there was somebody in between us and we're like, I'm going to stand up and just check this out. And I stood up and shit you not, I stood up and I went to adjust the seat and I was like, so I don't think it's supposed to be in my hands this easily because they are just Velcroed in because they are supposed to be used as flotation devices should the plane go down, blah, 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 blah. Now, I say this, we were on a Boeing 737. I was in row 16C, so closer to, you know, the front of the plane. And if anybody was on that flight and is hearing this, yeah, that was me and I'm sorry. But I go, everybody's seated and I go and
except
I talk
you,
to the flight attendant.
Holding your seat.
Well, yeah. And on the backside of the seat, it says for aisle row use only or exit row use only. And I was like, we're not an exit row. Oh, so the pattern does not match the seat next to me. What? It's similar, but doesn't match. And all that was there was the batting. There was no Velcro. So we tried to like figure out how it would stick together. I go and I approach a flight attendant who is doing his job of taking the orders for the first class people. And I said, excuse me. He goes, I'll be with you in a minute. I said, well, my seat's not attached. And he was like, I'm busy. And it was just like, he didn't know what to do. But I was like, okay, you keep getting those first
well,
class
the
orders.
Ones that matter.
Yeah. Obviously. So he comes back and he takes a look and he's like, oh, these just Velcro. And I'm like, that would work if there was Velcro. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no Velcro. So he's like, okay, I'm going to have to go get maintenance. This is a full flight.
Yeah.
And the couple seats that we had four inactive pilots flying with us. So they would have been flying most likely standby because they came on at the end when there was spots opening up. So now we have any seats that were open are now full.
Right.
Maintenance comes in, takes a look at it. He's kneeling down. He's doing something. He's muttering to himself a little bit like, shit.
Yeah.
He leaves, then he comes back in and he takes another look at it. And then he talks to the flight attendant and I see her face just go white. Like,
great, which is just what you want to see.
Exactly. And so she's communicating with somebody in the back and she's like, 33 Bravo, 33 Bravo. And she's flipping numbers and stuff. And I was like, okay. And so she comes up to me and she's like, ma'am, I'm so sorry to tell you, but your seat is deemed unsafe to fly. I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. I was like, okay, I understand. She's like, we do have one seat left available on this flight. Row 33B.
Oh, my God.
Which smelled like vomit.
I'm sure it did.
And, you know, it's fine. I was still on the plane. First world problems. I get it. But it's like, okay. She's like, okay, we're going to send you some miles. 2,000 miles. Guys, that doesn't even get me an upgrade to Comfort Plus from a main cabin for my return flight.
That's what they should have done, is giving you an upgrade.
7,900 would get me to a Comfort Plus seat from my original seat. So I did call in or I texted, didn't really get anywhere. So I sent an email and I was like, use the words safety. I was embarrassed also because now I'm the one that's standing up and everyone can identify. Right. Why is she holding up the plane?
Right.
Because I'm holding my seat in my hand.
Yeah.
People. I just wanted to be like, hey.
But it's not my fault.
I also did not want to cause anybody to panic or freak out.
Right.
Like in Friends when they're like the phalanges. There's something wrong with the phalanges.
Yes.
Oh, this plane doesn't even have phalanges.
Yeah. So the next day, actually, we're at lunch and with some people from another company. And I started mentioning, yeah, my seat wasn't attached. They're like, wait, that was you? And I was like, yep, that was me. Hey, guys, what's up? And one of the guys was like, you were so calm. And so, like, he's like, so many people would have been panicking. But you just were so calm and you held your composure.
Like,
and you just, like,
what would panicking do? Yeah.
Well, but some people, when you freak out with flying and other things and something's going wrong. Now, the other issue is, had there not been a seat available on the plane, I would have had to deplane and wait for the next flight, which would have been the next day.
Oh, God. Oof.
Which at that point, I would be making Delta pay for my
hotel,
everything. My flight. Yeah. And, you know, the ticket for this conference was $2,100.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, yes, my work paid for it all, but
that's
I'd be missing at least half of a day because the next flight out was canceled on that day.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So it was.
I bet they would have. They probably would have asked, "Will anybody give up their seat and we'll give you a free upgrade to something else or whatever to keep you on there?" Because a lot of people on that flight were not going somewhere with a time crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a group of people that had to be there on time. You know, there's probably somebody that would have said, "Hey, I'll take it. I don't care. I'm just going to see my grandma. She can wait a day." You know,
actually, the woman I sat next to, she was going to go take care of her brother who had just had his second knee replacement. So, in that kind of line.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. So I've now gotten 5,000 total miles because Delta gave me another 3,000. I'm like, I would still really like to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I have found that with those kinds of issues that you have with customer service, calling, emailing, those things don't usually work. But if you go to Twitter.
I don't have
and
Twitter.
And complain. The only reason I have Twitter, personal Twitter, is because of that. I hate Twitter. But it's the only way I've ever gotten anywhere.
Okay. Get it right.
No, I'm not calling it that. Fuck Elon.
Yeah.
I was trying to do socials for this the podcast this weekend, and I was getting so mad, and Twitter was fucking everything up. And I just said, you know what? I'm not posting on Twitter anymore. Fuck Elon. Close the window. I'm not dealing with Twitter anymore. I'm so fucking sick of it. I'll still check it.
Does not mark the spot.
No. So I'm not, because every single time I have to use it, I go, I fucking hate Twitter. However, I do keep a personal account for customer service things because that's the only way you get anywhere.
Yeah.
And then they're usually really nice.
I will say the 99% of the people that I've worked with through Delta for various things have been helpful, have been kind, you know, are frustrated for me. I'm like, I don't like making a big scene. I don't, but I know, like, if you have somebody who has to wait in line and bitches about it, they get something more than that. Like, literally, I held up a plane. I had everybody staring at me with that. I like to be the center of attention, but for good reasons.
Right.
And that was not a good reason.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But luckily we made it there safely. I watched Anyone But You. It was cute.
I've never heard of that.
I've been seeing that, but I don't remember.
Oh, it was out in theaters, and it's on Netflix now.
Okay.
It's Sydney Sweeney, and I don't remember the guy who's the lead in it.
I heard it was kind of raunchy. Is it kind of raunchy?
You know, I didn't, it a little bit, but not so much that the old lady sitting next to me on the way home didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
She just thought it was the cutest thing.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not raunchy, like Knocked Up was, or The Hangover.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought they meant when they said that, but it's probably just a prude that I was reading.
No, so, like probably. There's times where you've got an Australian guy who strips down naked in the outdoor shower to rinse the salt off of himself. And
that sounds like delightful.
You don't see anything, but the main character at one point, Megan, your favorite, he ends up with a spider on him. So he takes all his clothes off and throws them off a cliff.
Oh, my God. I did that once. Not throw it off a cliff. But
then he's like, I should have thought this through before I did all that.
It's the only acceptable response.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend taking a watch. Like, don't have high expectations, but it's cute and it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you guys this, but I got Jordan a bug catcher because he's been like really all about the bugs lately.
Okay.
And so it's like a long thing and there's
I had one of those in hospital.
So I put it down and I caught a spider.
Oh, of course.
That was very brave.
Is that your new pet now or did you let it out?
No, we let it out.
Okay.
Well, we let it out. We did what you're not supposed to do and we took it inside to move it outside. But you know what? I didn't want to let it go inside because it was really fucking big.
One thing though I wanted to tell you about that has nothing to do with the dead mouse. I don't think I ever told you guys about this project that I started doing. It's called post crossing. Okay. I just want to say cross posting, but it's post crossing. So it's a project where you sign up for it. And then you agree to send a postcard to somebody in another country.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And then so you say, OK, I'm ready to send a postcard. And they send you the name and the address of the person. And then you look at their profile and it says, I like puppies and kittens, or I like pictures of stars, or I collect blah, blah, blah postcards that I've never heard of. And then you just grab a postcard and you send it off to this person and then you get one back from someone else, not the same person.
Oh, cool.
So I have been doing it for a while now. And I have gotten, okay, so here's one from Turkey.
Oh, my God.
And then they write on the back.
Yeah.
I got one from Canada just the other day. I got, let's see, this one. Germany. I've gotten quite a few from Germany.
Oh, nice.
And I got two from the Ukraine.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
Aww.
Oh, the fox.
Yeah.
And then this one is from Japan.
Oh, that's pretty.
And then she put a whole bunch of little stickers and stuff on the back. I know, isn't it cute?
That's adorable. Fun. Yeah.
And then this one's from Korea.
Oh my
and
God.
This one is, I got this one today. It's from Germany. And Greg speaks German and wasn't sure what that said. He goes, I think it's saying, well, it says, willst du mit mir Gassi gehen? And he said, I think it means, will you take me out, like for a walk?
Oh, walkies?
But I looked it up and it's, mm-hmm. will you be my girlfriend or boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, take me out like that. It's
like on a date ski.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that cute?
That's so cute.
Yeah. So it's been really fun getting, Good. You know, sending these and getting them. And then you kind of exchange messages on their website. Like they'll say, oh, thank you so much for the card with the blah, blah, blah on it. Mm-hmm. I really like that or something, you know. So it's kind of like pen pals, except that mm-hmm. you don't keep writing somebody. I mean, I suppose mm-hmm. you could if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
The Ukraine person sent me two and he didn't have to. He sent me one that was part of the dealio. And then he sent me this one as extra.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So if our listeners wanted to sign up for that, how would they do it?
It's postcrossing.com. I'll put the link in the show notes too, but it's really fun. So I've had a good time with that. Yeah.
Well, good.
That sounds like a good time.
All right. Does anybody else have anything more a person? Yeah. You remember Kirsten Langston, who we interviewed, the psychic intuitive?
Mm-hmm.
That we interviewed the drunk tarot girl?
Yep.
I was watching her Instagram the other day and she was doing, she was talking about psychic entanglements and psychic attacks and how like if there's like somebody that you have broken up with and you just can't stop thinking about them, even though you're the one that broke up with them and you don't want to be with them anymore, but you can't stop thinking about them. She said that could be a sign of them having a psychic entanglement with you. And they might not even be know that they're doing it, but they might be, you know, kind of like hitting your psyche a bit. And and that's why you can't get them out of your head. So she was showing how to do like a pendulum swing and you hold it up and you say, am I being psychically attacked by, and you put the person's name in who you think it is. And so I did that little test and but they were both just hanging straight. They didn't move at all. They moved a little bit like back and forth, but they didn't go backwards and forwards.
All right. Should we hop in?
Yeah, let's. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for listening to this little sideshow episode. Hope you liked it. Please remember to download the actual episode that we were recording. It is called Everything Circles Back to P, and it will be out on June 13th, 2024. Thank you. Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.